What? Me too. Us too, Gigi. Us
everybody.
Too.
Okay.
You wanna be home.
Say your question.
So, hi guys. So it's Ryan back. You know,
I can't stand him.
So yo, you've been with your boyfriend for 12 years, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone's situation is different. What are you expecting? Like, you know, a ring?
I expect for us to talk about it before he does propose.
So 12 years is a long time. Like,
yeah. Hell
yeah. We've been together for 12 years, but I don't consider myself a real adult.
Same.
So I'm not even ready for a proposal.
Okay.
Like, I would not, I don't know what I would even say.
And that's coming from a woman's perspective.
I honestly, I wouldn't know what I would say.
Yo,
I don't consider myself an adult yet, so. I'm
really
not
mad
ready for him to propose.
Said,
yeah, I'm not an adult.
So what makes us an adult? Like, you have your, pay your own bills.
I see
you. You got two jobs.
So kind of manly girl.
I don't know.
Like, I ain't even said
what makes you an adult?
What?
Like, that's so adult right now.
I would totally be honest with you. Other people would totally be ready for it.
Look at this. These are two of my fingers.
I feel like it's totally just me, though. Like, I just feel like I got started. I feel like I got started. Like, I don't feel like I'm still in school. Like, right now, I don't feel accomplished enough to, like, sit at home and be somebody's wife.
You might be.
Just not yet.
Are we having two different conversations on the
podcast?
Yes.
Of course.
Because, like, yo, we just went deep just now. Like, Carol and I, we just got closer, bro.
And, like, you guys over there giggling.
You guys, like, really fucked up the vibe,
nah,
bro.
Because
no, that's it.
So we're having, like, real life talk, and then, like,
and she's playing with gloves. The fuck?
I'm like, boy.
It don't be me.
Fucked up the vibe.
Look at your hand. Look at your hand.
She looks like a crab.
It don't be me.
Big meaty claws.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
Big meaty claws.
What is wrong with her?
Oh, what do you think your boyfriend like thinks what? About like
what's
12 years and all that? Like, obviously.
12 years is like.
Oh, this the, you know what?
It's a movie.
Janine, I think he would
see,
be
that's
ready.
Why you can't.
I think he gets paid my cues and know that I'm not really ready. So, I mean, it's good to be able to take social cues. So, luckily, he could do that.
Damn.
I think he could feel that I'm not ready.
I feel like guys are like.
All right, I have a question.
They usually are.
So after like such a long time, what? To me, like, what's, like, granted, you guys live together, like, yada, basically raise kids together. Like, what's the difference between, like, what you guys are doing now and the marriage to make you feel like I'm not ready for marriage?
Because obviously you guys are past the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, that's
definitely
what I'm saying.
Definitely past the honeymoon
like,
stage. Me and my boyfriend have actually only lived together for, like, the last like, year and a half, though.
Oh, okay.
So, for me, that's still new.
No, I thought you guys lived together longer. Because that's why I was like, so what makes you feel like... You know, I'm like, I'm not ready for the marriage aspect.
Only fully last year and a half.
Okay.
Grandma Smalley, my
yeah,
Smalley.
So I haven't really
so
lived with Anna.
Say it's me.
You know? So how can I, like, propose if I
wait,
haven't
wait, Ryan, I'm sorry, are you trying to propose?
Oh, you were...
Ryan! Can I be there?
I don't know yet.
Can we do it in the podcast?
Fucking bringing the gloves and shit.
They take my strong hand.
Like, you know, like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, me and Chevelle, we were just looking at rings and shit. And then Lauren fucking invited me, just fucked up the vibe.
You know it. Oh, Lauren, I was there that day.
Yeah, Lauren.
Oh my god. Yes, she did. Yes,
oh
she
my
did.
God. But then she showed us her ring and I was like, okay, damn. Like, oh shit.
Larry spent some money on
that. Nah, I don't be looking at her nasty fingers.
Oh. I think
go
she got her
ring.
Ring. I
you
think she got it
ring.
Done over after Jared.
Yeah.
She got done it over.
She got another ring.
Yeah,
she
after
did?
Jared. Yeah. Yeah. Larry got her something else. Because that's what marriage is. That's what they do.
Okay.
They be like, you need to upgrade to your ring, baby. You did that.
Oh. So yeah, like, how can I propose if I haven't lived with her yet? No.
I think
have
all of those things depend
I
on
like,
the
though,
couple
that's a big
itself.
Thing.
It's a big
I feel like it's a big thing. To me, I feel like I'd rather live with somebody because you can literally be with somebody for 5 years and never live together. And then the moment y'all live together, you see a
whole different side.
You do. Yeah. You really get to see how this person lives day in, day out. Talking about you nasty.
You I was going to say, you see the cleanliness of a person. You see the niceness of a person.
It's one thing if I'm spending the night at your house. Like, I might be like, oh, I'm going to tidy up. But, or it's one thing if you come to my house for a day, 2 days, even a weekend.
I don't
but
like
day
that.
Day in, day out.
You don't like what?
I don't like the living thing before marriage. I think that when you're in a relationship, if you get that close, you're going to go on each other's house. Like, you're going to spend the night, a weekend,
Yeah, but maybe that's still different than living with somebody.
But that's what I'm saying. But remember, eventually, at some point, this person's going to go home. I need to see you, even outside of cleanliness. Think about it. If we get mad at each other, it's not like I'm going home, you're going home.
Exactly.
Bitch, we still got to see each other at the end of the day. We're still laying in the same bed at the end of the day. So at some point, there's got to be some type of resolution, like the good, the bad, the ugly, when you're not feeling good, when you're not in the mood.
It's different, though.
I'm still here.
Just in the time frame of me dating my boyfriend and him sleeping over, and then the time frame of us living together, it's different situations. It's different how you... come down from an argument, is different how arguments happen.
No,
everything is different situations from
when
you live with this person. You can't go to your own separate place.
That's what I was saying. When I was living with Madison's father, it wasn't until we moved in together. I really, like, I knew he had OCD, but his OCD really kicked in, and it caused, like, so many, like, little petty arguments. Because, like, I'd be peeling a potato. A little skin might fly on the floor. He start breaking, and I'm like, you act like I'm going to leave it there just sitting on the floor. But he's that type. He be, yo. And then it used to get me tight, and then it would start an argument. Or it'd be something simple like, bitch, like, especially when I was pregnant. I'm pregnant. You know my cravings. Why you gonna go eat my chips?
Girl.
Yeah. Like, I literally bought a family-sized bag of Doritos. Didn't touch them the next day. I'm like, where's the Doritos? Looking on top of the fridge everywhere. No bag. I see the whole entire bag in the garbage.
Ooh.
So you didn't even save a little bit? It'd be shit like that.
Nah, that would get me fucking tight.
No, I get it. Because it'll be like my snacks in the room that only I buy. Because I'm the only person in the entire house that eats them.
Especially if they're expensive.
I'm the only one who eats them. I shouldn't have to worry about nobody eating them. And then they go...
Yeah,
like, it'd be little pet peeves that all add up because we still live in the same place and you can't go anywhere. And I feel like cleanliness is a huge one.
You don't really
because
see
unless
that,
you are with this person throughout that 7 days, people clean for you.
Yes, they do.
People clean because you're coming over.
That's
people clean
they
because I know you're
do.
Sleeping here. Your habits are so much different when you are with that person every day.
That's a fact, man.
I still don't believe in it. I just think
you are the prime example of it.
What are you talking about? Men don't be sleeping over my house for weeks, though.
But that's what I'm saying. So if somebody slept over your house for weeks, they're going to get a whole different Kenya.
Exactly. So they're going to know me.
So that's what I'm saying. So people should know when they ask somebody to marry them what they're getting. They shouldn't get the weekend Kenya. They should get the Kenya
exactly.
for a week.
So they're going to know the Kenya for them couple of weeks. And then they're going to go their ass home and figure it out. Do I want to stay with this whole Kenya that I see? Or don't I? And I think that's the perfect example.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't even know
who you
are to live with to make that decision.
No, but if they over my house for a couple of weeks, then they see my habits. They see my cleanly habits. I'm not going to be cleaning up.
Okay, but what's a couple of weeks to you? What's the longest somebody's ever stayed at your house?
Not that long.
Then they don't have a clear picture of it.
A couple of weeks.
Well, that's why I'm not married. That's why I'm not.
But she just said, I don't agree. And they said, well, that's why I'm not. You proving our point.
Basically, that you gotta know somebody and live with them beforehand.
Yeah.
You basically did just prove the point.
No, but there's other factors and the reason why I'm not with the person.
Never mind.
I can't find no fucking perfect
glove. That's his strong hand.
That's my strong
hand. I know, it looks real crazy.
I always thought I was ambidextrous until I learned what ambidextrous was.
OMG.
What? I mean, it's just a big word, so you want to say it.
Yeah, it turns out my dad's actually ambidextrous.
For real? My mother is ambidextrous. My mother broke her left arm because that's her original, like, writing arm. And she had it in a cast for, like, 7 months. So she had to learn how to write with her right hand. So she's ambidextrous by default because she broke that shit.
My left hand is childish.
So,
me too. Me too. It's my strong one.
It looked like Madison right neater than me. It's childish.
So, like, my parents aren't the traditional brown parents. They grew up in, like, Queens and, like, you know, broke as fuck, you know, dad and out of the picture, whatever. Now, Anna comes from good people. I'm not gonna say super traditional, but they are traditional. So we were talking about this, and she's just like, yo, we can't really move in first. You have to marry me first, you know, traditional parents. And I'm just like, fuck, yo. That's a big factor, like traditional fucking parents. But I'm like, yo, let's break the fucking tradition. And because it took like,
that's a big factor with if you're going to marry her and children, because now her parents are going to have a huge part in raising your kids and their traditional values.
I feel like not only tradition, but too, just background. Like, when I dated people, especially like a lot of Haitian guys, it was just a lot of shit that they do I was like, it's not that I didn't agree with it, but it was more so like, I've never seen this, or I'm not comfortable, or you know, you might be like, look, feed the baby X, Y, and Z, and I'm over here like, why y'all feeding the baby this, that, and the third? And they be whipping up, talking about these little concoctions.
Yeah, because it's like, foreign to you.
But that's the difference when you start bringing in like religions and backgrounds.
Two different religions too.
That's what I'm saying. That's gonna be huge for marriage and children. Like, because they're gonna want to raise them in their religion. My cousin is
actually Muslim, and he married a Hindu girl. I'm not really sure about
what they do.
I'm not really sure. Three kids, by the way, but they do have super Hindu names.
But you aren't very religious, so I honestly would feel
like I'm not gonna turn my back on what is me. Because like you're growing up.
You're gonna
up.
Take bits and pieces. Because that's how you were. They're two different religions, though.
When you think of Islam and Muslims, the complete opposite is Hindu.
Yeah.
No, I mean from your culture, you're gonna take bits and pieces, but you're not gonna do.
No, but that's what I'm saying. His religion and hers are complete opposites. No, we have the
same culture. Same culture.
They're complete opposites.
But it's like, I'm not taking anything from her religion. Like that's how
because that would be the way you keep yours.
Like that would be forbidden.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know what I mean? Like one god versus many gods. Statue worshiper versus like.
See, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's what makes your relationship more complex. Because granted, you know, she's tradition, meaning we gotta get married.
I should
first.
Also mention, so my cousin, you know, Muslim Hindu, her parents, her mom is Muslim, dad is Hindu. Her mom is Muslim, her dad is Hindu. But like, her mom isn't like crazy religious. So I think they just. It's weird, man. So I don't think they're crazy religious, but like.
Maybe they just have to compromise on some things, like,
I guess.
You know, like some, if she has some religious thing that she's really feels strongly about, then you gotta support it or let her do it with her family or something. Yeah. If you don't support it.
Yeah.
You should talk to her about her parents. You should see how they did it.
Apparently the mom just does whatever the dad does. Okay. Like, you know, she would just go with the flow.
It doesn't say.
See, and then it depends on you guys individually and your own religions, like how much you want to foster that. You know what I mean? Because eventually these are your children. It's going to be your relationship. How it plays out is going to be up to you guys.
I think she's content with the kids being Muslim as fuck.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
So the kids being what?
Muslim. Like, not Hindu. Because, like, actually, we should talk about this now. Talk.
But not only that, too, you gotta, I feel like, kind of see how her parents are. Because, granted, at the end of the day, these are your two kids.
You're right.
But if her parents and your parents are also going to help, which you're going to need help.
Which I was going to say, which is going to happen.
Now, you guys may feel like, okay, I don't mind them not, let's say, you know, growing up Hindu. But then her parents are going to be like, look, this is my grandchild. I have strong Hindu beliefs. So I'm going to do this, that, and the third. And even if you're not around, they can sit there, teach them this, teach them that. Right.
But at the end of the day, it's up to you two. That's your kid.
That's what I'm saying. It's your kid, but at the same time, like, I feel like, you know, sometimes parents can have strong opinions, and especially if they're going to help with your kid.
Oh, they will have strong opinions, and they foster onto also, you like, as a kid.
Anna's parents are, like, in their high 60s.
They're at that I don't change level.
The dad, the mom is going with the flow now.
That's usually the case.
Yeah. Though. Her mom, her parents are like in their high 60s. My parents just turned 50, basically. So there's a big age gap.
That's a generation. That's a decade.
That's crazy, man. Fuck, my parents just turned 50. Fucking crazy. So, yeah.
That's interesting. We're going to need to update everybody on the podcast after you have a conversation.
Hi, guys. So, just another follow-up from last week to recap.
What is YouTube?
I mean, I know you said knowledge, but that's what it does. I don't know.
Oh, Gigi's the lead tech today?
Yep.
Okay. Pass me something.
I need to sit on my bench. I've never even gone over there.
Ma'am, actually, she got mad work. You ain't got
first
shit.
First of all, I can't even open it.
Never mind.
All the buckets is empty.
Never mind.
I can't open it.
Yeah, they've been out there the whole time.
Why do you have the gloves on?
Because they're made of aloe and vitamin E.
They are?
Yes.
And it's barely touching your skin because they're too big. It's too big.
I'm on one too.
See? That's the back.
Rag on rag on red.
I'm saying that in my head.
All right, so let's talk about men who
let's
don't.
Talk about
Let's talk about
let's
that.
Talk about so that is
let's all talk right, about what? Men who walk out on the bill. All right, podcast people. I'm going to tell you about my story, what happens to me tonight.
Wait, hold up.
What happened? I need some water.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I've met this guy off of Facebook. He was in this group that I'm in. And the reason why, I'm the one who, like, he DM'd me first because I said something on his comment in the group or whatever. So we was having a back and forth conversation. And girl, what you doing?
Go with your story.
That like a brain. Okay. So we was having a conversation, whatever. We saw like a Facebook movie together.
This was a Facebook movie
this
guy.
This is a Facebook movie guy.
Okay.
So
I told you should have kept it at the movie.
You should have just kept it at the movie.
You should have kept it at the movie.
So basically we saw this movie called Skins, and when this woman's ass was a mouth, and the mouth was an ass.
Oh, God. Please go to the date.
But anyway.
Yes, because
you know I like that ass and mouth. Anyway, so. Oh, this is not a thing. So then today I had some free time. And I was like, yo, let's meet up. So he was like, all right, when you want to meet? So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get my nails done.
Hey, Brian, come hear the story.
So I'm like, I'm going to get my nails done. And then,
like, man,
you know.
Over.
I know.
No, she don't.
Okay, so I'm going to get my nails done. And then by the time I get my nails done, you should know, like, you know, what you want to do. Because I live in Yonkers. He live in Oceanside, Queens.
Oh, sure.
That's that Queens. Is Long Island.
Long Island, Queens, same damn thing. Anyway, so afterwards, I went to go visit Carol Baskins at her job, and then we was talking. So at that time, I was like texting him back and forth, like, what are we gonna do? Da 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 da. So first of all, he was texting back like in 10-minute intervals.
He was not ready.
He wasn't ready. Like, about, you know, me and Carol were like, girl,
it's looking real not going.
Something's not going on because he's taking mad long to respond. So he's probably thinking about his money, thinking about how he's gonna get there because he said he had an accident with his car.
And he ain't got no car.
Girl.
Girl, you ain't say that.
Girl, I told you red flags from the beginning.
Wait. Is it a fact he got into an accident?
I don't
is
know.
Is it a fact?
I don't know.
You didn't press him about it, did you?
I didn't press him about it.
All right.
Cause I'm like, all right, you don't have a car, so you must get around somehow. So I'm like, okay,
that's
fine. So then we was like, okay, so we want to go. So at first he was like, Ben's. Ben's is like this seafood restaurant. It's like, I mean, it's moderately priced, but maybe, you know, his. Yeah, it's right. So he
it's
said,
seafood. It ain't gonna be like mad cheese.
Right. So thank he you. Exactly. It's not good fish sandwich. Not no faux for faux. Oh. So I love me some faux for faux. Anyway, so then he was like, I was like, what's around there? He was like, Olive Garden, Applebee's, da da da. So then Carol was like, what's the name of the place again?
Oh, some of Famous Dave's. That's
yes.
What to.
So then she was like, oh, yeah, Famous Dave's. And then I don't know what he said, but I think
that was too far. He tried to say somewhere that was close to him. Oceanside.
Right. So he said Cajun bucket. So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. That sounds good. We Googled it.
Because
you
know he don't drive.
Right. So he's going to be like, I'm right around the corner. So anyway, so I was looking at the prices. It was like, okay, it was a variety. You know, you can like get some buffalo wings or something like that. And some, you know, they had seafood pasta for like $12. I was like, okay, that's fine. So, and I'm not the type of person to go on a first date. Even if I know the guy has money, I'm not going to order like the most expensive thing. Like I would order like something like $20, you know, nothing more than that.
Consider it.
Right. Like, or, you know, I'm not like that or whatever. But anyway. So he was like, all right, so I'll meet you. So I went home, I took a nap. We met up at like 8 o'clock at Oceanside. Oceanside was closed. And then, oh, he got me a Christmas gift.
What did he get?
Huh?
The Polaroid guy?
No, this is not Polaroid guy. Oh, girl, that's another thing.
Oh, shit.
So,
Hoochie Chronicles.
Hoochie Chronicles. Girl, I got me some of those.
That's the name of your
podcast. Hoochie Chronicles.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
Focus.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so...
Wait, what was his Christmas gift?
A blanket. A fleece blanket.
That was a real gift. Go ahead.
First of all, it's when he was handing out gifts earlier for his job. So it's probably like a leftover
gift. That's what I'm saying.
Gift.
That's just a real
I mean,
gift.
It's nice that he thought about it. That, yeah, so yeah. I was like, okay, that's cool. Whatever. I was like, I'm going to definitely wash it before. And I don't know where that should have been. So anyway, so the Oceanside was closed due to COVID. So then we was like, all right, so let's go to the West Hempstead one. So, I was like, I'll follow you, whatever.
You're like on the other side of the world right now.
I don't know. Yeah, I know nothing.
You're in Long Island, bro.
I don't know nothing about
you are like
nothing.
Over an hour away from home, bro.
I have no idea. All I know is I want to be close to work so that I could just go there and go to work. So then we got to West Hempstead. First of all, that area is pretty nice. Like the
West Hempstead is nice, yeah.
Girl,
I was. It's not Hempstead. It's West Hempstead. She don't know what Hempstead is though. Oh. Like to know this is different.
There's a difference.
Oh hell yeah!
It's not Canarsie. It's Williamsburg.
Yeah, think of it like that.
Well,
Hempstead
they had some nice. I was like, where the hell am? I? And it's like. A difference, like it's like hood, a little something, and then it's like all these mansions and shit.
Yep. Yeah,
I was like, what
that's
the
about
hell?
Right. That's about right. You drove through the hood of Hempstead.
I was like, what?
And went to
yes. Yes. Yeah. I was like, I never knew this was here. Yeah, anyway, so we got there to like it was like in this mall thing, like this strip mall
shopping center.
There we go, shopping center.
How we corrected her every 5 minutes.
We do.
The podcast is
and you we weren't even
thinking of speak English.
Wait, okay. What that mean? Okay. All right, so I followed him. So I was looking like, okay, we're passing the place. So we passed the place. I was like, what's going on? He's going like past the entrance. So I followed him at first, and then the second time I went around and I went inside the entrance. And I was like, where you at? So I parked. I was like, where you at? And he was like, yeah, I'm here in the parking lot. And I was like, all right, I'll meet you near the door. So we go in there, it's mad lit. They got a DJ, me and the bouncers, we dancing and stuff, rocking to the, you know, Jay-Z, whatever. So then we got a seat, and what's up, Gigi? You wanna be on the podcast?
What?
On our podcast.
Girl, you getting distracted.
I'm sorry, all right. So, I totally missed that. So then we got inside the seat. It was mad loud. So he was sitting over there, I was sitting over here, and it was mad loud. So you know I can't motherfucking hear. So
yeah.
I was like, huh? The whole time. So I was like, look, you gotta come sit over here because I can't hear you. So he popped open.
What the fuck?
What's that?
I throw it out.
What happened?
Yeah.
Let me see.
One probably busted inside.
I think it's just one just busted.
Yeah, like that. Is it open?
It's not.
I just opened it.
Oh, no. Something busted inside. I don't think it is.
You know what? Let's see what... I mean, you know, if it runs, it runs. I mean...
I was going to say, it has an internal QC. So it'll tell you in the machine.
Yeah, if something's wrong, then it would tell you.
It looks like the one just opened.
Yeah, it's probably like... It could be pressure from something or something like that. Pressure buzz pipes. You know, like the rough type.
I mean, yeah, let's see what happens when we run this.
Hello.
Your story turned into like a 2 hour
Sorry, moment. Sorry. All
right, right, so then he came around or whatever, and I was like, oh, I didn't even give you a hug. So that was red sign number one, because his breath stank like, oh my gosh. Like, he smelled like he just had a butt. And it stank. Like, it was just disgusting. And he smelled like it, and I was like,
wait, he smelled like what?
He smelled like weed. Like old weed. Not even new weed.
Okay.
It was like old weed smell.
I thought she said butt. She said blunt.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, I said blunt.
Like, he ate ass?
No.
That's what I thought. I was like, he ate ass before the date? I was like, so he coming to take you out when he just ate?
Like, I'm under the impression, like, you're asking me from a guy's perspective, is he like, why is he acting funny?
Wait, I didn't finish the story. Okay. So then...
Yeah, you didn't get the shit.
So then, you know, we both got our menus, and he opened it, and he was like... He's like, damn, I left my wallet. I was like... So I was like... So he opened his phone and like scrolled like he was gonna text somebody like, oh, did you see my wallet? But anyway, he faked phone call and he left. So
wait.
Yeah.
Same thing happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't ask me when I came in. I was like, yes.
We didn't order yet. We didn't order yet. He just opened the menu. He looked through it.
He seen them prices.
He suggested it.
Yes, he's the one who suggested it.
He probably never been there before. He probably passed it all the time.
And now, you can Google it and see the menu.
Facts.
Guys are dumb, bro.
Stupid. Oh,
we gotta start over.
No. Basically, Kenyon went to go beat up with a guy. That was actually funny. So, oh, I got in the car, blah, 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 making excuses.
The guy that you said yesterday, oh, my man got money.
Nah, not him.
Like, well, bro.
Oh, my God, no, man. Shay just
the restaurant.
Wait, so he was like, oh, you know, oh, snap, I don't have my wallet. So then he scrolled down like he was going to text somebody, and then he left. He acted like he was on the phone call and he left. So then I was there like, I would just like the two lobster tail and the shrimp. I'm paying
it for my... Because he knows you're coming from the other side of the...
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you.
That's so fucked up.
I mean, the reason why... I didn't really care because it was in Long Island and I'm near... It was like, it's 15 minutes away from here. So I was like, all right, it's no issue. But what happens if I wasn't? What happens if I would just wanted to, you know, have
How
a real
is
date?
Dude?
He's 36. He's 36.
Still a child.
No, he's not.
Damn.
A child.
No, he's not. I'm 37.
You running away? You know? Didn't he hit the dip on her? He hit the dip on you, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
He today. Ran out.
He said today.
I was like, oh.
Oh my God.
So anyway, so then he texted me. He texted me and he was like, "Yeah, if you don't want to call me, y'all fucked up. Y'all some fucked up individuals."
He said,
"If you don't want to call me, if you want to call me, I'll be outside or something like that." And I was like, "No, I'm not gonna call you." And then like I just got my food and I left.
He's probably got a girl.
I think he just broke.
I think he's broke. I don't think he has a girl. He told me that he broke up with his ex. His ex
God,
like.
Right now,
like
bro.
3 months ago.
She did say he smelled like weed. So he's either unemployed bum ass.
Facts.
But he
always talks about his job and how.
What did he do?
Girl, did I explain to you what his job was?
If a person
like is always bragging about something,
then they don't got it. Right.
Wrong, but.
Girl, that's a lot of people.
Girl.
But explain, what's his job?
He said that, he didn't.
So I hit 305 today. I only told you once. That was it. Because I fucking did it.
Because it happened.
Exactly.
Because it happened.
Right, they talk about weights and stuff. All right.
Like, you're not bragging.
So basically, he said that, he was like, okay, so you know when somebody gets shot, we're like the mediators of whoever shot the person or whatever, whatever. I was like,
so
what that mean?
So he's the person promoting the social awareness on Instagram?
So Carol was like, oh, he sound like a volunteer. Carol was like, oh, he sound like a volunteerer. And then he was like, oh yeah, I just got a promotion and I got a cubicle now. My account is active. Girl, and this is the first time ever in my life that I experienced that. But there was like mad red flags before, like that he looked like, you know, he didn't have.
He just wasn't prepared.
He
the
wasn't.
The responses was crazy.
I'd rather him just say, yo, why don't we do this another day when he has the money?
No homo. Did he look like an attractive guy? Like, did he look clean?
No. Because he's taking too long to answer. He dressed fly. He cute. Do you know?
I mean, he dressed like a hood booger. Not a hood booger, but like,
is that what he wore to the date tonight? What,
yes,
tonight?
Girl. Oh man, he wore like some jeans and with his knee out. And
bro, it's 27 degrees.
I was like,
he didn't have no jacket on. He had a hoodie.
Oh,
his hood, shit. His mask matched his hoodie.
He thought he was hot shit.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, I hope he's listening to this podcast.
I hope he does.
Man,
so anyway.
Yo, O'Connor's just stabbing you. He's just like, yo, this really happened.
Bro, how'd you meet this guy?
I met him through Facebook.
Oh man. First red flag, bro.
No, I met. That's not bro, true. I met a lot of good guys through Facebook.
You met.
The fact that he
texted
you after,
yeah.
What happened to
this
them?
Why text her after that?
Bags.
What
do
you want
me to
say? No.
Would you
want to
watch me eat?
Wait. That's funny. Wait, do you want to give him a second chance or
you're
done?
I'm done. I'm so done. What second
chance?
That shit
was not worth it.
That's embarrassing for me. My time was wasted because I have my schedule is busy as fuck. So if I say, okay, let's do something, we got to do it because I don't know when the next opportunity is gonna happen.
Fucked up, man. Like, did you hit him like with a big text? Like, yeah, that's really fucked up. Or you just
no? I was just like, he was like, I'm not calling you anymore.
That's why we should blast this nigga in the Facebook group. I'm just saying.
So anyway, I'm part of it. He's part of. I met him. He DM'd me from this Facebook group that I'm in. So the creator of the group, you know, I posted about it on Facebook, and she was like, yo, we gonna blast him out, da da da. So I don't know what's gonna happen with that.
But he definitely just did not have money, though.
That's
because
it.
There are so many other ways that he could have paid for this bill. He could have paid you
right
back.
He could have cashed at me. He could have Zelle.
That just showed
like,
he didn't have
right,
it at
exactly,
all.
Exactly. Exactly.
He just didn't have it to get.
Wait, so you were alone in the restaurant?
I was alone in the restaurant.
What was the excuse? He said he's like, yo, I'm gonna go.
Yo, hold up.
He didn't say anything. Yes, that's exactly what
he
said.
Out
he walked
phone
out like he was talking on the phone.
He didn't even say bye to you?
No.
He texted
me like, yo, if what? Okay, so somebody in my post said he was probably just trying to like get in my drawers. So he probably thought like I was gonna follow him out.
That's
or
what
some
I'm saying.
Shit.
When we didn't order, he probably was waiting for her to come outside. And then when she didn't come outside, he was like, so what's up?
Trying to like smash you in the car.
But my whole thing is, even if you're trying to smash, you probably smash on an empty stomach.
Thank you.
Like,
yo,
even say,
you can't even feed me,
McDonald's,
bro.
Then,
who know how to do the code for the incubator?
I don't know.
Only Quentin knows, huh?
What about Gigi?
I'm scared
don't
to ask.
Don't stress
gonna,
Gigi
gonna
out.
Get, oh, shit. You're going to
stress
him
Gigi out.
Out. I mean, it'll regulate after a while, but.
Oh, so nothing to worry about. Gigi!
But sometimes they call, like, yo, what's good? But anyway.
Let's stress out Gigi. He's excited about it.
Oh my gosh. Stressing that poor boy out. Yeah, girl. And that's the first time that ever happened to me before.
I got PBs. Put those in that one.
So, what's your name? Janine, tell me your story.
You're gonna do my story.
Yeah, but the podcast people, they ain't hear it.
Long story short. It was a dude I had met like probably like a week or two prior, and he told me, he was like, you know, I'm from the Bronx, first mistake.
Excuse me, I'm from the Bronx.
First
so mistake. So cut that out. Cut that out. Cut it out. Cut it out. Cut it out.
That was
cut
my first
out.
And last time
we
were dealing with the Bronx, nigga.
Whatever, we don't want to deal with y'all anyway. Bye.
But anyway. So long story short, he was talking all this. Yo, I want to take you out. We could go wherever you want to go. Do whatever you want to do. It's on me. Like, he got it like that.
All it means is that one of the incubators was the open
alarm.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be the TV incubator. It could be the one in the back.
You just got to check all the incubators.
Yeah, right? Just check on the internet.
Oh, Gigi just got tight. He said,
Okan got a CSF.
All right, we just going to hold out.
I'm listening.
No. Everybody leave it.
No. Yeah, we heard it already. Go ahead. I'm listening, baby.
So,
Ryan's listening.
Oh. So, long story short, you know, he was talking about this shit. Like, I got it like that. We can do whatever you want to do. Go wherever you want to go. It's on me. So, me being modest, especially because I don't know what your pockets is like. I'm like, all right, he's coming from the Bronx, I'm coming from Queens, so I'm like, go meet up in the city. We go to the BBQs right there on like 42nd Street, right by the big McDonald's and movies. So when we get there, everything is all good, and then they come, we order our drinks, and then eventually order our food. So our drinks come, like I said, everything's going good, then my food comes, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna wait for you to get your food because I feel awkward as fuck eating in front of you. Then I'm like, yo, why they taking mad long to bring your food? And he was like, oh, I didn't order anything.
Right.
Like he wasn't going to tell you.
I didn't realize, I guess, because after I ordered, he just went with his drink. And I just didn't pay attention that he didn't actually order food. So I'm like, now, honestly, I don't really want to eat because I feel awkward as fuck. Yeah, eating like, in front of you.
I don't give a shit.
We still kind of continue talking, and I thought, figured maybe he don't have that much, so he figured I'm gonna let her do her thing, this, that, and the third, and just pay for her to eat. So finally, when the bill comes, this nigga had a total of $6 to contribute. Literally pulls out his wallet, because I was like, you fucking lying. Pulled out his wallet, opened it.
Paid for what he bought?
No, his drink was $9.99.
What the fuck you mean $6?
He had $6 to contribute. And I said, so how did you come out your house knowing we were supposed to go out?
Wait, how much was the bill?
The bill was maybe like $50. Cause my food was only about $15 and then both our drinks was like $10.
So how
did that go in your head knowing we were coming to the city? Like, well, I only had $10. He spent like two and some change to get there, needed like two and some change to get back on the train. So long story short, he was like, I have $6. And I said, you're fucking lying. Like, I don't believe you. Mm-hmm. My man's opened his wallet. Like, literally, he had his Metro card.
So it does come
like out. One bank card in there, and literally the $6. Like, he didn't have shit else on him.
I got it. Oh.
So
what's up, Jess? What is it need?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so then
press
after,
F6.
F6, yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So after all of that, I paid the bill, but then he was like, alright, so what you trying to do now?
That's how
I felt.
You were either disgusted at this point or you impressed, like, wow, you got balls, bro.
No, I was disgusted. Hell. And I was like, fuck you, me. I said, I'm going home. And I grabbed my jacket and my food. And I go out and he was
like, you didn't eat there?
No, I didn't eat my food.
Wow, what a...
They wrapped it up to go.
Wow.
So then he's like, well, let me at least walk you to your train. I said, no, I'm good.
Wow.
And he was like, no, but I'm at least... I said, I'm good. And mind you, while we was waiting for them to come back with my car and stuff, I'm texting my best friend like, bitch. Hey. And I'm telling her everything. So at this point, I told him, like, I'm good about five times. He still insisted on walking me. So I was like, fuck it. That's when I actually called my best friend, literally, while he's right there. And I was let me tell you about this nigga.
That's
and, yeah, I was like, never again.
Don't
ever do that again.
I
said, basically, after that, while he was walking, hello,
what's going on?
Chocolate.
I got
it. Yo, just put like a whole everything.
Should have done the Quentin before I started. Hey. Just fill it up. Wait, how'd you meet this guy?
We met when I was out with the city one day.
I don't think they can hear it over here.
Damn, bro. So it's like, what? Are you, like, you're done with him?
Yeah, well, I never spoke to him again after that.
That's fucked up, bro.
How do you do that?
Like, you literally got on the train knowing you had the money in your pocket and knowing.
Going on a date with a girl.
What
if
you
might be? I got her lashes, dude.
You said me, I ain't
even
lashes.
Oh, you know,
he lucky, that's it.
Yo, you know, I don't get it. I like my boy has similar, not similar stories. He's the type to get these stories. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, bro, why can't you guys just like fucking meet a good girl? Like make eye contact with a girl in the library or some shit and just hit it off there. Go to like a Starbucks. Why the fuck you gotta meet them like on social media or like fucking clubs and shit? How the fuck you leave the house with $6, bro?
Like I was like, you was better off just saying, even if you lied, not even lie, you could have just said, yo, I'm not gonna be able to meet up today. I would have been like, okay. And I
right, exactly. Same time, you might have given him a second chance.
Exactly, right. Because I probably wouldn't have questioned it, like, oh, why? That I'm like, that's not my place.
Even if I would, and I would respect the guy more if he said, yo, my pockets aren't looking right now.
Like, I literally had this conversation with my friend where he asked, like, because some girl, because long story short, he was telling me about some shit some girl was telling him. But he was like, do you think, I think it was $28 is enough to go out on a date?
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I said, not really.
Yeah, like Applebee's.
It depends.
Yeah. And that's what I said.
But like me, okay, I like to do things, like free things, whatever. So $28.
No, but he said like out to eat.
Oh, out to eat.
Out to eat.
Nah, B, that's a faux right there.
And that's what I'm saying. So
that's a faux.
He was telling me though, like I guess the girl, like basically, he said no, and he said like two girls like blacked on him, like oh you're mad shallow. They was like we could have did other things, we could have went to the park for free, went to this. Mm-hmm. But for him, he was like nigga, that's not what I'm trying to do. Like he said that'd be like somebody trying to go out now. Like do you not see the weather outside? Or he was like I'm not the type of nigga that want to walk around the fucking park all day. So, long story short, he said one of the girls was like, yeah, I went out on a date and he took me to Burger King. I said,
how old are they? That's like 17.
And that's what I said. I was like, how? He was like, she's like the same age as us, like 29, 30.
You wow.
So, I was just like, well, she's wildin'. And not only that, like, basically, he took her on a date to Burger King. They sat in Burger King, Kiki. And at the end of the night, he smashed.
What?
And that's what I said.
At the Burger King?
What?
Yes.
Who else is this connected to?
I don't know. Quentin knows, like, some thing, what to do, or Marie. They should know what to do, too.
But you said it'll just go away by itself.
It's gonna go away after a while. Because it's just, right now, it's just regulated.
You know if it's good.
You check the ones in TV too?
Yeah, I checked all the ones in TV. Nothing seemed out of place.
Oh.
No, it's something was open too long and it's
does it take like even if you know if it goes away on its own?
It goes away on its own.
If it's like if you just fixed it, does it happen instantly or
doesn't happen instantly, it's gonna have to go out. If anything somebody calls here and tells us that.
Yeah,
can
you finish
your head? Yeah. Somebody calls here and says that, you know, incubator, whatever.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
There's actually a program. See, I don't know. You know, I gotta learn that. There's actually a program that tells you which incubator is being infected. I just don't know. But just wait a while and go. Carol, why are you over there for so long?
You
CSF don't take that low.
What is you come doing today?
Yo, you got recipe samples?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
shit. Oh.
See, that's what happens when you kick me off of dates. Yo, I was having that problem the other day. I couldn't even log off.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, what am I thinking? Sounds like you need to hold your podcast now. Can you tell me how far, like,